seems like people are still waltzing in. So we'll start with one, because I'm going to speak on Chaitanya Lila. We'll start with one song. What I decided I would do today is be in my Indian mood. And Vivita Bhagavatam Vasa Avaya. When you speak on these subjects like Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it goes beyond the intellect. You use your intellect, you try to understand the message and the subject that's spoken. But the message and subject that's spoken is Krishna. So it's experiential. You actually have an experience of Krishna. And, you know, usually when I'm in America, most of my preaching is to people who do not yet have the frame of reference of Ete Chamsa Kala Pumsa Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I speak on subjects within their frame of reference, environment, unconsciousness, drama as yoga, psychology of karma, and so many subjects. Which is nice, but it's not rasa. Rasa is love. Bhagavatam is love, and it communicates that into your heart. One commentary on the third verse of the Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpa Turaga Letam Palam Sukha Mukat Amrita Dravyatam Vibhita Bhagavatam. It says, drink this. It's a different kind of class. It's a drinking class. Bibhita Bhagavatam. It's a drinking class. And then after the class, it's an eating class. But the Rajani's cooking. So it's drinking and eating. It's a kind of Krishna conscious social life. So, as I suspect that kind of people don't know exactly what the time is, and they'll come in, I thought what I was going to do at the end, I'll do both at the beginning and the end. Generally in Vrindavan, even in Mayapur certainly, and certainly Puri, I always sing this song, which is also rasa, it's also perfect love, gaur bhakti. And the nature of Krishna consciousness, which is that sentiment, which comes mostly with our focus on the holy name, it's traditionally nurtured by poetics, by songs, by drama. We'll hear today about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the end of his life, how his spirit of devotion that he was aspiring for, how it was nurtured. So we have songs for any type of devotion that one may have, and the appropriate. If you have Guru Bhakti, you want to nourish your Guru Bhakti, and it's the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. Yeya nilo prema dana karuna praju. Different songs. If it's Radharani, Vinda Vinda Vandate Triloka Shoka Harani Pasana Bhakka Panka Jay Nikunja Bhuvilasani Vajendra Bhanu Nandini Vajendra Suna Sangate kadakarisyasiham kripakatakshavajanam. Oh, when will Srimati Radharani bestow on me the mercy of her sayonara glance in these songs? That's the nature of the poetry. That's the nature of song. They conceptualize, they express a particular mood, which you will feel if you have the qualification of aspiring for it. It's a real essential part of our... So this is one of my favorite songs about Gaur Bhakti and the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically is mercy. You see, we have a concept in Krishna consciousness. Gail, you miss so much.
That's so mean!
And there were so many deep points, I couldn't even imagine.
But really, how long ago did you start?
Actually, I didn't even start yet. This is my introduction.
Well, I heard talking. That was scary enough.
The concept that we have of God is when He's fully manifest, which means He's not checked in His heart by His position in majesty. He becomes full. The concept we have of Krishna is when God can be Himself. When you're relaxed, then everything about you can come out. So when Krishna is relaxed, when God is relaxed, when God is at home, everything about Him can come out. And that's called Swayam Bhagavan. And when He's manifest fully, then He has two different moods. One is called Madhurya. Madhurya means intimate love, open-hearted love. And the other is Odharya, which means magnanimity and compassion. When the compassion or magnanimity rises, it's not that Krishna is Madhurya and He has no compassion, or Lord Chaitanya is magnanimous but He has no sweetness. It's just a little rise. When the magnanimity rises, then Radha and Krishna become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when the madhurya, the intimacy, then that's Radha and Krishna. But it's both the full manifestation. Full manifestation, the full heart of God. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the songs about Him are generally about His magnanimity. Because He is Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurache. He has a different color, but His specific quality is His magnanimity, which is very attractive for us, because if there's anything that we need more than anything else, it's kindness. So when God is in His most munificent mood, it's extremely attractive. Even in the Bhagavatam, when Sukadeva Goswami was born, how many years was that, Vasudeva, in the womb?
16.
How many? 16 years in the womb, didn't want to come out. I don't want to come out again. Go through public school, PS200, and everything else. I don't want to be born again. I can tell you that. I do have remembrances of me in the crib. I do remember. Don't want to have that happen again. He didn't want to come out. He didn't come out. And then he came out. But because he didn't want anything in the world, he immediately left. And his father, who is Vyasadeva, called him, "My son, my son, my son, my son, my son. My son, my son, my son." Those are the echoes of the trees. And the commentators say, there's a great soul, when the trees feel separation. So Vyasadeva, "My son," the trees were echoing, "My son, my son, my son." And then he left. So Vyasadeva told his students, "You better find him." Now, when you're learning Sanskrit, and you're learning the Bhagavatam, and you're really a scholar, then you have to revise constantly. If you see people who really study, they're constantly studying, they're always, you have to, that's your life. You have to get the samskaras for the language. They're always studying. So they were going and through the forest, but they were looking. "Where is my son? Where is my son? Where is my son?" So they were chanting these verses. And there were certain verses that were so sweet that they attracted Sukadeva Goswami, who had no attraction for the world. He left his family immediately. He had no attraction because he was satisfied in the self. We're all out there because there's something lacking. Very nice. Nice to see her. What's your name?
Radha Sundari.
Okay. Very nice girl. Because there's something lacking, and we try to fill it, but we don't know what is lacking, so we fill it with the wrong things. Because we don't have the appropriate faith. Prabhupada's definition of faith is just so brilliant. Prabhupada defines faith as to trust in something sublime. Faith is where you think your sublimity lies. We think we have faith in Krishna. But do we really have faith in Krishna? When we're in anxiety, is that where we take shelter? Are we chanting the holy name all day? Where is our faith lie? We have faith in so many things. It's not an intellectual thing. There's like a boy and he sees a girl and he has the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. He knows the philosophy that it's not the ultimate goal of life, but in his mind, that's his faith. And you're convinced of it. You see that way. This will satisfy me. I know it. That's where your faith is. But when one is satisfied in heart, Atmaramas Chamunio, Nigranant Abhyukrame, Kovanta Hoita Kim Bhaktim, then there's nothing external that can allure you materially. But he was attracted to Krishna because it's spiritual. It has nothing to do with material things. But what verse did he hear? Aho Bhakiyam Kulakutastana. How merciful is Krishna that even though Putin came to kill him with deadly poison on her breast, because she approached as a mother, he accepted those sentiments. There are some scholars, this is a fact, there are some scholars that have really, as tradition, that have a hard time with this verse glorifying an abortionist, Putin. No, that she got liberation, something like that. I can't remember all the things I've heard in India, sometimes aware. Aho Vakiyam Kulakuv Dasnanam, how merciful. And Sukadeva Goswami, they came back. He was so attracted to the Bhagavatam, attracted to this spiritual love, this rasa. So that's mercy. He was attracted to the quality of mercy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is particularly attractive because he's the absolute full manifestation of the absolute reality where the quality of Audharya or magnanimity is prominent. So the songs about him are like that. And before the class, yeah, you see, I didn't start the class. I didn't start the class without you here. I didn't start the class. It's just a song. Okay. So, you should have song sheets. If someone doesn't have, please give them. Any more?
Yeah. Thank you.
just got it wrong. I just had a different schedule in my mind. But okay, what I'm going to do today is I was thinking up about what I would speak about, and I thought I would just continue to speak on what I have been speaking on every week, which is the Antya Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And to have that experience of hearing about rasa. What rasa means, and I'll get to anything today because the introductions are long. But what rasa generically means is an aesthetic experience. An aesthetic experience is a particular emotion that overwhelms you. And generally, those emotions are communicated in properly composed drama and poetry. But in our tradition, we speak of rasa, we're specifically referring to the emotion of bhakti, which our understanding is that's what the ultimate reality is. When you actually are free from illusion and you can actually experience what is there, which is the absolute reality of which we have a natural and loving relationship with, then we experience that relationship, and the feelings between two people in a relationship are called love. And when they're between the soul and God, it's the highest love, and it's called prema. And that's the ultimate reality. So what these books do, like the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is they describe that. And they describe it perfectly in a way that you can feel it if you hear it with that aspiration. So I thought I'll just start where I'm at and then put the story in context and see how far we get. Reading from the Antya Lila 1, text 80. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Talapatre shloka liki chalite rakila samudra snana karibare rupa goshani gela. After writing this verse on a palm leaf, Rupa Goswami put it somewhere in his thatched roof and went to bathe in the sea. Om Jnana Timanandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya
Chaturam Vritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Namo Visham Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Vadamayam Dadi Svagadantikam
Shri Chaitanya Namo Visham
Sāpīvāṁ yena bhūtale Svayam rūpā kadāmāyam Dhāti sāpadāntinam
A Adadanas chanam dante idam yache puna puna Srimad Rupa Padamboja Tulisham janma janmani Vairagya yug bhakti risham piyatnai Apayam amaradip samandam Kripamburiya paraduka duki Sanatanastam prabhamasriyami Namo Mahavadanyaya
Krishna Prema Vadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Vodha Chichena
Pancha
Kampa Chirubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patita Nam Pagnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha
Sri
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srimasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
ago I began to speak on Antya Lila. I just finished lecturing on the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And that was the inspiration. And the Antya Lila means the end part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. His life was basically divided into two parts. The Adi Lila, the beginning part, and the Sesha Lila, the end part. For 24 years, he was in household life, and then at the age of 24, he took sannyas, and he lived till 48. And of the Sesha Lila, there's two divisions. There's the Madhya Lila. For 6 years, he traveled and preached in South India. And then for the last 18 years, he went to Jagannath Puri to fulfill, and that's also divided into two parts. The first 6 years, he's with his devotees more, and then gradually he goes into what's called more and more Nirjan Bhajan, without any people, kind of solitary Bhajan. This is his life. And his Antya Lila is to fulfill the internal reason for his descent. The Supreme Lord has a external reason for his descent and an internal reason. And it's not like the external reason is to distribute spontaneous love of Godhead. Krishna bhakti, rag bhakti. Spontaneous love for Krishna, which is very forceful and more pleasing. And the internal reason is to relish that type of love. It's not like the internal reason, the external reason is kind of superficial. The external reason means what he does for others. And the internal reason means what he does for himself. So, his internal reason is God wants to experience what it's like to become a devotee. To be complete in his experience of love. He wanted, love is pleasure. Love is the Ladini Shakti. That sentiment, the essence of Ladini Shakti is what? Krishna Prema. And Krishna Prema, when it's raised to the highest level, is called Mahabhava. He wants to experience that love. Again, this is God. God is experiencing, his pleasure is the love of his devotees, his own internal energy, the essence of his bliss potency that is put in the devotee's heart to energize fully their potential for love and pleasure. So, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita very interesting that the devotee has three experiences, pleasures, that God doesn't have. The devotee is experiencing love of God. God is enjoying love from the devotees. God is the beloved, and the devotee is the lover. But in any relationship of love is an energy. The lover enjoys more than the beloved. The child is the beloved of the mother. The mother is the lover of the child. They're both enjoying the same love. It's called motherly love. But the mother is enjoying, because she's enjoying it from the perspective of the subject of love. She's the lover, God. So God is the beloved, so he wants to taste that love. It's a very beautiful concept. And he wants to taste himself. And he wants to taste the love he feels from God. So the whole Gaur Lila is the pastime where God wants to become a devotee, to have that experience. It's a very beautiful pastime, and it's a very good example for us. We are trying to become God. We're trying to be the object of everyone's love. But God himself is trying to become the devotee. So the Antya Lila shows us from the perspective of God how to become a devotee. Because it's called Acharya Lila. God is taking the position to teach by example how to become it. And what does a devotee mean? It's not a particular dress. It's not a particular line. Devotee means a feeling in the heart of love for God. So, Krishna wants to experience not only the love of his devotee, but he wants to experience the love of his topmost devotee. And he not only wants to experience the love of his topmost devotee, but he wants to experience that love at the height of her love. So this is what God wants to taste. God doesn't have love of God. God has to get love of God. And where does God get love of God? From one who has it. And who is that? The devotee. So the Gaur Lila is a very beautiful thing. It's God trying to become a devotee. So he gets that from devotees. He meets his guru in Gaya. There's a wonderful book, which I've also spoken on, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Beautiful book, describing all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he goes, and he meets his guru. And he takes initiation. But it's not just a formality. It's the real thing.
faith.
He gives himself fully. And the nature of bhakti is that you experience it according to your level of faith. Because faith is your trust. Faith is where you open your heart. And only when you trust and open your heart fully do you experience the shakti of the thing that you like. Whatever it is. That's why there's so many stories in the Bhagavatam where they say you chant the name once and you get love of Godhead. Because there's faith. When there's full faith, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says a very brilliant thing that really helps us to understand bhakti. Beautiful. He says every object has a shakti or potency according to its dharma or its intent. Objects and acts of devotion have the bhakti shakti. And you experience that according to your faith. Just like Narada Muni, he was so pure. He was so humble. He had so much faith that when he got the Mahaprasad, immediately all his sins were finished. Immediately. Or in the Bhagavatam, the second verse, it says that if you hear the Bhagavatam, immediately Krishna becomes arrested within your heart. Immediately Krishna becomes arrested within your heart. Does that happen to us? Just by hearing the Bhagavatam once? No, because we don't have the faith to surrender to Krishna. Therefore, the Bhagavatam is giving so many instructions. Surrender to Krishna, 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 surrender to Krishna. And then when you do, Jiva Goswami says, you hear the Bhagavatam in a completely different way. Then you experience through the Bhagavatam your relationship with Krishna. In every word, in every verse, it's inspiring your relationship with Krishna. So it's according to your faith. Same thing when you take initiation. When you have full faith and there's full trust. They sometimes describe initiation as a process. Because the real initiation is when you really give your heart to Krishna through someone whom you feel represents Krishna. Then, according to Jiva Goswami, you get Divya Gyan. Gyan means knowledge, Gyan means consciousness. You get divine consciousness. And what does that mean? Jiva Goswami explains two things. Bhagavat Sarup Gyan, Sambandha Vishesh Gyan. Bhagavat Sarup Gyan means you get the form of God whom you have a relationship with. And you get an understanding of that relationship. So when Lord Chaitanya took initiation, and he was the supreme disciple, and he surrendered fully, then that Divya Gyan came fully in his heart, and his relationship with Krishna was fully manifest. And he became overwhelmed and intoxicated with love of Godhead. Fully prema bhakti was in his heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he went. And his example is so wonderful. He went, he took initiation, but it did not end there. He needed further instruction.
instructions on how to practice and execute devotional service. So he looks for siksha. He looks for instructions. He looks for that same principle of energy from God that attracts one to God and gives one the knowledge of God and draws one to God. He looks for instructions. And he's told of this great person, Ramananda Roy. And then they have this dialogue. I've lectured on this before. It's incredible. I think it's the ultimate dissertation or discussion on comparative religion. Because he asks, when Lord Chaitanya asked him, he asked him for the topmost verse in all the Shastra. Topmost verse in all the Shastra he asked him for. So he goes, and Lord Chaitanya answers in a very... Lord Chaitanya asks him, and he gives a verse. And he gives very good verses. But Lord Chaitanya goes, Eha Bhaya. Even Sarva Dharman Pratyaja Mame Eha Bhaya. It's external. Until he gets to the point of actually sitting and listening to pure Krishna consciousness. Renunciation is not the nature of the soul. The nature of the soul is to love Krishna with devotion. So, Sarva Dharman, give up everything. That's not yet the pure bhakti. The pure bhakti is the dedication. So he gets further instructions. It's an incredible discussion. And then, it's amazing what his life was as such an example also. Because you see, really, when you see, you know, sometimes people say that, you know, real devotional service is when you just meditate. Right? But if you see in the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he lived in Navadvip, what did he do? They were worshipping the deity and doing kirtan. That's what the activities were. And then he travels around and he preaches. And then he goes to Vrindavan. And now the Antyalila means he comes back from Vrindavan to Puri. And now he's going to stay in Puri for the last 18 years of his life. He's based there. But now he's going to just stay in Puri. The Antyalila. And he's going to show us how you cultivate. Bhakti means you have a sentiment. You have a spirit. Some type of love for Krishna. Now what is the process? How do you bring that to the highest level of prema? Prema Pumartha Mahan. Lord Chaitanya. The greatest art and the greatest wealth is prema. And what is prema? Prema is when the love is so deep that it's totally consuming. Sandrandana Visheshatma. Sandra means very thick. That you can't even, like a piece of steel, you cannot even put a pin through it. Sandrandana Visheshatma. That's prema bhakti. Who knows the example of prema bhakti in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Who's given as the example of prema bhakti in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Gail, you don't know this?
Mm-hmm.
I must have mentioned it 30 times, and you've heard 29 of them. I think you missed one class in 6 years. I forgot the reason. Some kind of graduation or function. Or something. Okay, the example was Bhishma Dev. The example is Bhishma Dev. And it really is one of my favorite verses in the Bhagavatam. that person who fought in so many battles, that person who spoke on so many subjects, fixed his mind on Krishna completely, with no distraction. That's samadhi. That's the perfection of bhakti. That's what love is. That's what the ultimate reality is. The ultimate reality is bhakti rasa. The ultimate reality is we're consumed. Just like one of the rasas is tragedy. When you have a tragedy, it's consuming. You see it everywhere. When Lord Chaitanya left the world in Jagannath Puri, Raghunath Das Goswami could not stay in Puri. He was experiencing the tragedy so deeply that when he looked at the waves of the ocean, he saw the snake bite of separation. He was always feeling the snake. It was consuming. He was lamenting so much. It was consuming. That even when he wrote poetry after that, it was lamentation and separation. He wrote a poem called Valap Kushmanjali. A bouquet of lamentations. That's all he could offer. He prayed to Srimati Radharani. With the medicine of the red lac of your lotus feet, please cure this servant of yours who is near dead by the snake bite of separation from you. Did you know that Prabhupada had studied that book? You know, Prabhupada studied that. He didn't tell us everything he studied. I even have in my room, upstate New York, the philosophy textbook that Prabhupada studied to preach in America. Did you know that? Vasanath, you know that book? You must know. Chatterjee and Dutt. A course of Indian philosophy? What? In the beginning days in 26 Second Avenue, he was quoting from that book. I have that book. They're very brilliant, brilliant. I mean, Indian and English, they're brilliant. It describes all the darshans, all the philosophies. So Prabhupada was coming in America. He was specifically studying it. He was studying Patanjali. Because Prabhupada knew that people were practicing yoga. So way, way before we were studying the Patanjali Yoga Sutras, Prabhupada was... That's what Acharya means. Acharya means what? He's sitting on the seat. And he knows all the oppositions, all the different philosophies. So Raghunath Das Goswami was in separation. So it became consuming for him. Srimati Radharani describes what her bhakti was. Rupa Goswami wrote one book called Hamsadutta. Incredible book. Hamsadutta. Dutta means messenger. Hamsa means swan. The swan messenger. What was the swan messenger? When Radharani came to the Jamuna to bathe, she saw a cottage, a flower cottage, where previously she was with Krishna, and she fainted. She would see it everywhere. It becomes consuming. What is Krishna Leela? Krishna Leela is Bhakti Rasa. Our conception of reality, it's described in the Bhagavatam when Vyasadeva, he had to write the Vedas. He had to communicate that knowledge. He had not only to speak the truth, but more important, he had to have the truth understood. So he had to speak the truth through the frame of reference of the people. And that changes. So the Vedas have to change. The Bhagavatam is originally spoken in 4 verses. Then it was spoken in 18,000 verses. Then there were purports. Now we speak on those purports. Because there's a frame of reference. You have to speak through a frame of reference. Someone once told me something, to those of you who are teachers, that the greatest thing one could do for someone is speak through their frame of reference to increase their frame of reference and perception. You have to start with what they understand. And if you can increase what they understand, then people become indebted. So Vyasadeva was really trying to communicate for the people of this age. And it was a beautiful description of what he did. First he thought, take the one Vedas, divide it into 4. Let me illustrate it in story form. The Mahabharata. Let me codify the knowledge. The Vedanta Cliff Notes. Let me codify the knowledge. And of course, as Bhagavatam, such wonderful points. He did so much. He did so much in such sincerity, and still he was dissatisfied. And when you're dissatisfied, there is something wrong. There is something not in harmony. You have to understand something deeper. You have to go further. And that was confirmed. It was feeling it in his heart. And then by the transcendental system connected through the super soul, his guru, Narada Muni, comes and then chastises him. And because he's sincere, he really takes it fully to heart. And he was chastised. You have not sufficiently glorified Krishna. And that's ultimately the root of all dissatisfaction. That we're not sufficiently glorifying God. Ultimately. So he began, he sat in a yogi pose, straight, and he began to meditate. I suppose he was chanting the Maha Mantra. Because it says, Bhakti Yogena Manasi. He engaged his mind by the linking process of devotional service. Bhakti yogena samyak praniyate male samyak praniyate, without any distraction. And then he saw the reality on which he would speak. Apashyat purusham purna. He saw apashyat purusham. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maya chittad apastre. And the energy under God's control. And the commentary means that energy and the exchange is, he also saw the 10th canto as the ultimate expression of that relationship. And that's what the 10th canto is. It's this exchange between God and his energy, his loving potency. Prabhupada would say things in just very simple, practical ways, trying to understand that God must be enjoying. That was a favorite one of mine. When someone challenged Prabhupada, because Prabhupada gave a heavy lecture about the regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex life. Very heavy. So someone challenged Prabhupada and said, what do you do in your society for recreation? And Prabhupada said, our society is simply recreation. Chanting, dancing, feasting. So you never see a picture of Krishna in spiritual world smoking cigarette, wearing construction. Krishna is enjoying. Prabhupada would also give the example of his German godbrother, Sadanant, who looked exactly like Bhakti Siddhanta. And he was so intelligent. There's a great book about another German that he converted when he was thrown in the prison camps by the British. And he converted another German to Krishna consciousness. It's a fantastic book this guy wrote. Fantastic book about his journey. Such a sincere man. He had a wife, and he said, I have to find God. And his wife said, I bless you, honey. Go find God. I don't know, maybe she... I thought she loved him, but maybe... Yeah, maybe it was a Rodney Dangerfield thing.
You're right.
What?
Yeah, that would be material for Rodney Dangerfield. What? That would be perfect material for Rodney Dangerfield.
Gail's husband. I preached to him by telling him Rodney Dangerfield jokes. You know my favorite Rodney Dangerfield joke is? He said, I got so depressed. I felt like committing suicide. I called the suicide hotline. They encouraged me. So... Sadananda. He looked like Bhakti. So he was looking for God. And he looked at all the forms. And he said when he saw Krishna playing his flute, he said, that must be God. Because God must be enjoying. So the Antilila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Puri. And he chants the Hare Krishna mantra constantly. He's just absorbed in offering his heart. And he has a particular sentiment. He wants to become God. He wants to love God. And loving God means a relationship with God. And eventually it manifests in a relationship, because that's what love means. When love is fully mature, it matures into a relationship. So his example is so wonderful. So he's chanting, and he's nourishing that relationship. By poetics, by songs. He's experiencing, he's with his two confidential associates, Ramananda Roy, who left his government post, and Sarup Damodar, his childhood friend from Bengal. And they're nourishing him, nourishing his sentiments, nurturing his sentiments with song and story. And he would sit there all night and he would listen. And he would always require that nurturing. So people would sometimes right. Because Lord Chaitanya, it's a little esoteric. When I think it's Srup Damodar wrote the verse about Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anarpita Charim Chara Kunaya Batir Na Kalo. Samarpitam Unitoj Vala Vasham Sobhakti Sriyam. Anarpita Charim Chara. Never before given. For a long time. It says for a long time. It's given before. Anarpita Charim Chara. He's a nice scholar, very good scholar. Almost like a friend. Very humble. He visits Vrindavan, he comes on my Puri Yatra. And he really gets excited. So he was talking to me and he was saying, Anarpita, never before. He was giving like about 15 reasons. I forgot them all. You know, no one ever chanted mantras publicly before, and no one ever had this for a long time, these sentiments. So Lord Chaitanya, he wants that mood so badly. This is when real bhakti manifests. You want to love Krishna. You want a relationship with Krishna. And then you're trying for it. How do you nourish it? It describes the nectar of devotion. How do you nourish that? Two main ways. Sometimes they say Raga Yuga Bhakti, very high subject, but it's what Prabhupada gave. Even you think, when you get initiation, when we say the second initiation, traditionally what would happen in ISKCON, especially when everyone was in the temples, then the first thing, the next day, you'd be worshiping the deities. And what would happen? You would get a relationship with the deities. And where is it coming? It's coming in the Guru Parampara. It's not Lakshmi Nisringa. Oh, but it is Lakshmi Nisringa, but it's Radha Krishna. That's what Prabhupada gave. So he gave Bhagavat Sarup Gyan. He gave the forms of God that we worship. And then Subandhas and our relationship. See, it was nourished. So with Lord Chaitanya, if you think, he heard the songs of Srup Damodar, who is absolutely considered the greatest kirtan singer practically who ever lived. We cannot imagine what his singing was like. And Ramananda Roy was also writing dramas, and then people would come and they'd want to write. They would want to write something. And Srup Damodar would check it. Why would he check it? Because if it wasn't appropriately composed according to the rasa theory, it would not invoke the proper emotion. It would actually disturb it. And if one of the components was missing, it wouldn't be rasa, it would be ras abas. It wouldn't have the full potency. It's just like a cultured person, when he wants to watch a drama, he does not just watch anything that's put together. It has to be appropriate. And for relationships with Krishna, there has to be the appropriate setting. There has to be the appropriate people. There has to be the appropriate actions. There has to be the appropriate ecstatic symptoms. There has to be the appropriate transitory emotions. And they're unique to each relationship. And if it's not composed properly, then that mood will not be perfectly communicated. So he was there, and he worshipped the deity. And then what was the deity that he worshipped? Which is very amazing. What was the personal deity of Lord Chaitanya? His personal deity. Who can say? That was, in one sense, but I'm thinking of something else. Personal deity, what? 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 No. Who was the personal deity? All right, was that personal deity of what?
Jagannath.
When he was in South India, and he had to stay there for 4 months, he carved the deity of Jagannath. And he personal deity of Jagannath. We discussed this, Gail, just recently.
I knew the answer to this one.
No. I'm just reflecting that. Not the answer. We discussed.
Yes.
We discussed why Jagannath. Yes. That's what we discussed.
Yeah, just Sunday.
Why Jagannath?
Mm-hmm. You asking me?
No. I'm not going to ask you. You know that joke by Yadunath, right? We had the comedy routine.
Yes.
And they gave the answers, and someone had to get, they gave the answers, and I think of the question.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone said 108, and then someone raised their hand and got the question. How many more questions does Gail have to ask Dhanadhara Swami before he wishes that she became a Catholic? Along with her Italian husband, Joe. Why Jagannath? Jagannath is a very special deity. Because, and he came to Puri. Because generally what a deity is, it represents a form of God. Sometimes it represents a pastime of God. Because we're coming up to the Puri Ratriyatra. Sometimes it represents a pastime of God. But Jagannath is the only deity that's the form of God, the pastime of God, and does the pastime. It does the pastime. Jagannath gets on those cards. What's the deities? Jagannath, Baladeva, and Subhadra. What? They're the deities of Krishna, his sister, and his brother going back to Vrindavan. Going back to Vrindavan. And what does Lord Chaitanya want to experience? The height of Radharani's love. And what is the height of Radharani's love? What are the pastimes? If you look in the Antya Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, what are the pastimes that are meditated on by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The only pastimes that are mentioned are pastimes where Radharani is experiencing separation from Krishna. They mention the pastime, he's meditating on the pastime where Akrura comes to Vrindavan to take Krishna to Mathura, to the wrestling arena. You ever saw that painting where Radharani and the gopis are grabbing the reins, trying to stop it? You ever see the painting by B.G. Sharma? Our friend Henry has the original. What? B.G. Sharma stayed in his house when he did an exhibit in the Smithsonian. And he never sells paintings, and Henry bought 35 at the time when the economy was better. He has that painting. But what is the sentiments of Lord Chaitanya wants him. Gaur Govinda Maharaj, who is Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, revered godbrother who passed away, he was really an acharya of Gaur Leela. And he explained this pastime in such a beautiful way. The three sentiments of Radharani. First, she's in separation because Krishna is going. They hear Krishna. Now this is the topmost love. The topmost love is the topmost separation. This Vipralamba Bhav. It's considered the highest ecstasy. That's why, this is very interesting, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's described that Danya, which means utter humility, you can't hear, utter humility, is only found in Vrindavan. Not any place else. And the reason is because of the detachment. When you have that separation that you feel, that separation. You love Krishna. Without Krishna is your life. Without Krishna, you have no life. Because the love is the most forceful, the love is the most intimate, the separation is also the most forceful and intimate. And therefore, Krishna is what you value, and when you don't have Krishna, you feel no value. So when Radharani, Krishna is going, that's one type of feeling. When the chariot wheels start to move, that's another feeling. And then it's gone. Right? So it's what? There's three separations. Going, going, gone. Some of the Yankee fans in the back understand that. Going, going, gone. Going, going, gone. He's leaving. There's separation. You may have that. You're attached to someone. They're at the airport. You're feeling separation. Then they're walking. Then he says, the going, going, the second going is the most separation. He said that feeling of ecstasy, it's pain, but it's ecstasy. That feeling of ecstasy, because ecstasy is love, and the height of Radharani's love, when those wheels of the chariot start to move, what she was feeling, that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to feel. Then there was discovered Rasa Dance, where Krishna left the Rasa Dance, left Radharani, the footprints were there, the gopis were searching. Then they see, oh, there's some other person with Krishna. Krishna left the Rasa Dance. They went to look for her. And then they saw, they were searching, and then there was a fragrance. Some whiff that was still there. Ah. And then they saw some footprints. There's another girl with Krishna. That's where Radharani's name is first mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Aniya radito nunam Bhagavan Hariyar Ishvari. Aniya radito. There is nobody else that can worship Krishna so much. And then they saw only two footprints, meaning that Krishna left them. And they saw Radharani. What was she feeling? And then he was meditating on the pastime of Ratha Yatra. Radharani, after 96 years, goes to Kurukshetra at the time of the solar eclipse to bathe in the most holy of lakes, Brahma Sarovara. If any of you go to India and you want to go to Kurukshetra, I went to Jyotisar where the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. But I was more interested in Brahma Sarovara, where this pastime happened. One of the most beautiful kunds and lakes I've ever seen. Brahma Sarovara. So she's there and she sees Krishna. I'm always on time. And I end on time. But I have to say, my mind gets fixed by time. So if I'm supposed to be here on time, I was here at 4 o'clock parking my car. Maybe it's an obsession. I was here at 4 o'clock parking my car. But when I came, I was told the schedule, and I fixed my mind in that schedule that it goes to 8:30, so I will compromise and go to 8:15. But if I was told 8 o'clock at the beginning, I would be like... So, Radharani sees Krishna. And this is actually what Rupa Goswami, this is what actually the verse is about today. She sits, as I can finish up, she sees Krishna. But she's not happy. Because Krishna is a king, he has royal garb, and he's surrounded by his subjects. And therefore, he has to take a position of authority, and he has to cover up his intimate side. And when God covers up his intimate side by taking a position of authority or majesty, it is not Krishna. It's different. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. And that's what Rupa Goswami realized. And actually, this Antya Leela, and I'm going to really sum it up now in just 10 minutes, what happens is it begins to describe the devotees going to Vrindavan, going to Puri, because the word gets out, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has now returned from Vrindavan and he's coming to Puri, and then all the devotees want to go to see him. So they begin their journey to see him. This is real life. The pilgrimage, the yatra, chare vratani, haritoshanani, Vidura. When he went on pilgrimage for 39 years, he was ecstatic. What did he say? Chare Vratani, Haritoshanani, Chare Vratani, now I can take my Vrata, Haritoshanani. Everything I will do is only for the pleasure of Krishna. That's why we have yatras, that's why we have festivals. Only for Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes back, and they begin to travel there. And it's funny because this Antya Leela, and again, Jagannath is the deities of Krishna's love for Radharani. Because she sees him, she's not happy there because her lover cannot manifest. The lover can only manifest in the setting of home, not in the office. She wants home. So that sentiment of Krishna going home so that he can reveal himself fully to Srimati Radharani. And the sentiment is so high, that love for Srimati Radharani, that Krishna manifests, there's many stories that tell this, classical ecstatic symptoms of the highest love. Where the hands go into the body and the eyes become dilated. That's the deity that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipping. So Radharani is not satisfied. She wants to. And that's the Rath Yatra. We have the Rath Yatra. It's so interesting that this is the festival that Prabhupada brings around the world. The festival, which is pulling those, but the mood of that festival is the sentiments. The highest sentiments of devotion that God Himself is aspiring. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was asked, if you could choose any place in the world to worship, what place would you choose? They said, well, of course, I mean, Radhakund, Tarkadamba, right? Srivas Angam, the place where the Sankirtan movement began. I brought this one archetype New Yorker there once. And he was such an archetype New Yorker that one day I invited him to a program in New Jersey, and he had, I don't know, he had catatonic symptoms of separation. And I don't know how somehow he wound up in Vrindavan, wound up in Mayapur when I brought him to the Srivasanga. He said, this is the place where the Sankirtan mission began. This ain't normal. This is very high. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said he would choose Kurukshetra. Now, for Rasika Vaishnavas, I mean, the Bhagavad Gita, what did Prabhupada said, that's like, you know, the college degree, and then, you know, the Bhagavatam, you know, you get your math, you know, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the PhD, you know. It's Krishna, and wonderful, but it's not the lover of Radharani. Kurukshetra, why in the world would you choose Kurukshetra? I've been in Vrindavan for 40 years, practically. I went to Mathura once. Because it's not Vrindavan. It's Krishna is not fully manifest. It's right there. It's 20 minutes. I went to his birthplace once. Kurukshetra. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, because we are Radhika Dasya. And that is her greatest moment of need. Want to serve her greatest moment of need. So that's the Rathyatra. This Anjalila is so deep. Prabhupada's bringing it around the world. And I'm really, I got it all planned and finished. So then what happens? What happens is the devotees start coming. Now there's this very high stuff that's going to be coming up in the Anjalila. It's incredible. Poetry of Rupa Goswami. What happens is very interesting. The first story is significant. Because what's the first story? Shivananda Sen was a great manager. He organizes devotees. They have to walk from Mayapur to Puri. It takes 12 hours by train. It must take weeks to walk. So you have to go through the Muslim tolls, you have to do the different things. Is the prasad there? People who leave should get prasad. Is the prasad in the back?
Yes.
Take prasad before you leave. Okay? If anybody has to leave, just take the prasad. That must be there. I do like to end on time because people work and they make their plans, plans told. 8:30, so I'm going to finish now. And then, so the first story is, so he has to do all this organization, range for the houses and all these things. So he goes, and this person organizes it, and a dog joins the party. And the Shivananda Sena gives shelter to the dog, and he has to pay off the boatman to take the dog on the boat. Gives people money to cook rice for the dog. And then what happens is someone forgets to feed the dog leaves. He's so attached to the dog that he stays up all night and fasts. Many meanings to that, but it just shows you when someone is responsible, they take their duty seriously. Sometimes even if it's not their fault, they take it seriously. And then eventually the dog, when they find the dog, it's Lord Chaitanya is feeding it coconut bolt and throwing it and throwing it back to us. And the whole point was is really these high things we cannot attain. And as soon as you think you can attain them, you don't understand them. Because if you can attain the highest things by your effort, how high can it be? So a Vaishnava that practiced spiritual life always is seeking blessings. Borijam Prabhu, who's coming to this area, but I don't know if he'll catch him here, but I listened to his classes, and he said such a beautiful thing. He says, if you can act in such a way that a Vaishnava's heart can melt, everything that is in that heart will flow to you. Take shelter. The dog takes shelter. He gives shelter. So, I'm going to finish the rest of the story next month sometime. Because really the beauty of the story is Rupa Goswami watching Rupa Chaitanya dance in Rathayatra. That is the beauty of the story. And understanding what Lord Chaitanya is saying. Because he picks a poem that has the right mood, but the context is mundane. But there's no poem that was written before. So you can only get the mood in a context that's mundane. And people can only see the context. And they couldn't understand what Lord Chaitanya was doing. Only Rupa Goswami understood. And that's an incredible point. Because it means Lord Chaitanya gave him his heart. You don't give your heart to someone. Well, if you do, if you give your heart, your inner core desires to someone, which generally ordinary people won't have a frame of reference to understand. If you give your heart to someone, two things can be done. They have the best opportunity to serve you, and they have the best opportunity to exploit you. So you don't give your heart easily. So Rupa Goswami had the heart of Lord Chaitanya. How much did Lord Chaitanya trust him? And why? It was described that he was an object of affection for all the Vaishnavas. An object of affection. What does it take to do that? Think of devotees that are objects of affection. Really, what are their qualities? Objects of affection. Very wonderful. And therefore he understands where no one can understand. And therefore he's entrusted with the service of expressing Lord Chaitanya's heart to the world, which can only be done in the context of poetry. And he was a kavi. My legitimate on-time samskaras are starting to wear on me. So I have to finish. It's just my nature. I can't go beyond. You said 8 o'clock and it's already 8:20. Can I do 5 minutes of kirtan? No? What? Why don't we go for prasad, and while we're doing the prasad, we'll do 5 minutes of kirtan. How's that sound?
I'll leave it up to his voice.
What? What? I can't, I don't know any more tunes than 5 minutes. Which, how do you do this? But anyone who wants to take prasad, are they serving it out now?
Well, no, we usually wait to.
Oh, no, but people have to leave, and they were planning.
If they have to leave.
What?
If they have to leave, if anyone has to leave.
If anyone has to leave, you can go get prasad, and that has to be there, otherwise we can't. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare
Krishna Hare Hare.